In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
It is good that we are here. After days of sin and suffering clouding our eyes, here we can see properly again. Here we see Jesus. We can see him clearly. He comes to us here and he fixes himself front and center in our vision, his light banishing every darkness of doubt and fear. In this place, Jesus comes to you in your suffering and he touches your wounds. He binds and wraps those wounds himself. He administers heavenly food for your healing. He assures you of your inextinguishable life. You can hear Jesus' words clearly. Rise and have no fear. It is good that we are here. So repeat after me. It is good that we are here.
It is good that we are here.
And you are right to be here.
And we are right to be here.
But now stop repeating after me. I mean, look all around you. And the pews all around you are the saints, the holy ones of God, and you yourselves are one of them. You've made the good confession. You have confessed that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the living God, and all around you are your fellow confessors. These are the ones who have been washed in the blood of the Lamb who was slain, those whose baptism have been witnessed by the faithful, as you have witnessed now Ezra's baptism today. These right around you are those with whom you have shared the years here, and those with whom you will share eternity in the presence of God. It is good that we are here. Here is a place of peace. Here is a place of beauty, a place of joy, a place of fellowship, a place where God is. I mean, look, his trappings are all around us. The majestic glory of God. This is the holy mountain. This is Zion. And here, on this holy mountain of Zion, God comes to you. God comes to you, his sons and his daughters, whom he has made holy through the blood of his Son. In this place, he's gathered you all together and knit you into a single body, one flesh, the body of Christ. You will never be rejected by this body. You will never be superfluous, unnecessary, unloved. Jesus has come and united you inseparably with himself. So repeat after me again. It is good that we are here.
It is good that we are here.
But if you're like me, or any other sinner for that matter, you don't always want to be here. Because in this place you hear things that you don't want to, things that terrify you. Accusations that force you to confront the ugliness of your thoughts. Evidence that exposes the depravity of your actions. In this place, the voice of God proclaimed from pulpit and lectern brings you to your death. God tells you, more accurately than you would know and more honestly than you would confess, that you are a sinner. You are weak. You are an idolater in your hands and in your heart. You are a murderer in your thoughts and in your deeds. You are an adulterer in your eyes and in your impulses. You are a thief and a glutton, a miser and a fool. And in all of these things, you will die. And you cannot save yourself. You will hear in this place that you will suffer. The world hates you. Because of the name that you bear, the world will reject you, humiliate you, and try to corrupt you and even kill you. The devil hates you. And all of his might is bent on your destruction in body and mind and soul. Even your own flesh hates what God has created in you and will betray you to your enemies, fail you when you need it the most, and pervert to evil the good that you would do. You will suffer. And in love, your God will let you suffer because you are his child. Your father will let you feel the ache and sickness and infirmity of age. He will let you feel the sting of abuse and disdain and rejection that the world will level at you. He will let you hear the worst whispered lies of the devil. The devil will tempt you to interpret your suffering to mean that you're ignored by God, that you're condemned by God, that there is no God to hear your cries, that the crucifix in front of you is just an image of meaningless suffering, and that the things that are here in this place are just the futile attempts of miserable people trying to console themselves with shiny trinkets and empty promises, trying in vain to convince themselves that there is someone in this place who cares about their misery, someone who can save them from their pain, someone who can give meaning to their suffering. And yet still, repeat after me, it is good that we are here.
It is good that we are here.
And it's here, in the midst of your days and years of suffering, that your Father speaks to you. His voice calls you to the one who does save you, the one who suffered for you, the one who suffers with you. The Father's voice reveals to you from heaven, "This is my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased. Listen to him. Hear him." And then in your fear, in your suffering, in your pain, in your temptation, in your darkness, the Son of God comes to you. Really comes to you. Physically comes to you. In the fullness of reality, he actually comes to you here in this place, and he touches you. And when you open your eyes to see your Savior, you find yourselves here. Look around. We find ourselves in a lovely place. It's a place filled with light. There's no darkness here. You're in a place meant for color and beauty. The stained glass by the windows, by the chancel, the natural beauty of the work, the stone before you, the embroidery on the paraments and on the pastor, the towering banner of Christ behind you, the metalwork of the sacramental vessels, this carved and sculpted wood of the crucifix. And you see, all of these things around you aren't just beautiful for their own sake. They all shine for a purpose. Stained glass reminds you of the beauty of heaven and sets this place apart as different from the rest of the world. The paraments and the vestments are embroidered with symbols of the faith, laden with meaning, revealing that the life that flows from Christ to us is here in this place. The candles raise in our minds the light of Christ and the words of Revelation describing heaven. The crucifix bears witness to the most vital and glorious moment of all eternity, the enthronement of Christ upon the cross in victory over sin, over death, over the devil and the world, the moment that all heaven glorifies in endless song. Even the rail and the cushions invite you to fall on your knees before your King to receive from him every blessing, every good, along with all the saints, because Jesus is here. And because Jesus is here, this place you are in right now is part of heaven itself. Welcome to the Holy Mountain. Welcome to Zion. So we'll say it again. It is good that we are here. This is also the witness of Peter and James and John. Jesus brought them up on the mountain, and there was transfigured before them His face shone like the sun. His clothes became as white as light. Every darkness in the mountaintop was banished. And then the disciples were suddenly in the company of the saints of old, Moses and Elijah, men beloved by God, men whom God had now let witness his glory. And to top it all off, they're enveloped by a cloud, the ancient sign of God's holy presence. The vision was wonderful. We must be in heaven. This mountain, this place must be holy. Let's stay here. But then they realize where they are. Or rather, they realize who they are. They're indeed standing in a holy place, but they are standing there as sinful, unholy men, broken and unclean men. And they are terrified, and they fall in fear. They realize that they cannot stay. They realize that they must return to the places of their suffering, return to the sin-darkened world, return to the unholy abodes of the faithless, return to the battlefield where their satanic foe would stalk them day and night. And in their terror, their Lord Jesus comes to them. He comes to them from the light of heaven. He comes to them from the company of saints and angels. He comes to them from the glorious holy presence of the Father. He comes to them, sinful men, unholy men, broken and unclean men, and he touches them. They hear his words clearly. Rise and have no fear. So too does your Lord Jesus speak to you now. Rise from your knees. Lift your faces from the ground and have no fear. See, I've gone to Jerusalem for you. I've suffered at the hands of sinful men for your sake. I've endured the hatred of the world, the lies of the devil, the pain of the cross, the rejection of the Father, the darkness of death, the very wrath of God I have suffered for your sake, so that you are now and ever forgiven. And now I live. Now I come to you raised from the dead. Now I come to you with all authority in heaven and on earth. I come to you here in this place to heal you, to forgive you, to strengthen you, to give you all of my love and all of my life. Have no fear. And here, in this place, your Lord Jesus touches you, really touches you. Man's hand lays upon your head as you hear the words, "In the stead and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all your sins in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit." Jesus binds himself to the waters of this font so that you were enveloped completely into Jesus' body when you were baptized. Jesus himself is present at this altar and touches your lips with his body and his blood. He enters into you to feed you his own life and bind you to himself at the most deep, the deepest, most essential level. When you are in this place, your Lord Jesus comes to you to touch you, to give you the assurance that God's promises are true, that you are righteous and holy for his sake. He comes to give you hope for the suffering ahead, hope of life and a new creation, of peace and plenty, hope of resurrection to a pure mind and a holy will and an unbroken body, hope of reunion with those beloved saints who have gone before us, hope of safety, peace, of joy in your Father's presence forever. And so what can we say then, but it is good that we are here. When you depart from this place, you will suffer. But you will not suffer in vain. And you will not suffer alone. Your Lord Jesus comes with you down from this mountain, into your homes, into your vocations. He comes with you to be with you always, even to the very end of the age. So we can always say,
yes, good.
It is good
to be here.
Because Jesus is here. In Jesus' name, amen. The peace of God which passes all understanding, guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen. We stand to sing.